Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we will be discussing the readings for the first Sunday of Advent, 2007. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths." For from Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will pray for your good.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake, and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, welcome to another edition of Your Sunday Reader. Today it is Father Mark. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, Dawn.
Hello. And myself, Dawn. And Father Mark, Happy New Year, as we say.
Same to you, Dawn. Yes, we start this new church year this Sunday with the first Sunday of Advent. And what's interesting, I think, is that, you know, we've got this Gospel reading from Matthew talking about, you know, being prepared for the day of the Lord, and we don't know when the day is coming and to stay awake. And We're starting a new year. We kind of think of the beginning, new beginning, new life, and yet we're talking about the end, in this gospel reading, preparing ourselves for the end, which is really what our Christian faith is about. Even though we start a new year, a new liturgical year, a new church year, we always have to keep in mind, the end, that right. We are preparing ourselves for something that's greater and beyond this world. But certainly we begin now with this season of Advent, and we remember why we are, why we are following Christ. I think it's a good time for us in the season of Advent to really think more deeply about our life as followers of Christ. What does Advent mean? It means, to follow or to come or to arrive. It's a Latin word. And so we use it to describe this period of time before Christmas, when we are preparing for the arrival of Christ, and we are looking at our own lives and the lives of all of us as a community of believers and how we're preparing ourselves for Christ to come again.
And would you like a little history on Advent and how it came about?
Sure.
I know you were anxious for that. Well, by the 4th century, the feast of Christmas was pretty much set, and so after that point, it sort of became obvious that a time for reflection before the Christmas feast should happen, because in those days, before you had a time of feasting, like Christmas, you would have a time of fasting. So it actually sort of broke into two parts. One part of the church decided that they should have a 40-day fast or something like that, just like we have in Lent, and then another part of the church decided that they should focus on the day, the week just before Christmas, because that was the pagan holiday where they would offer sacrifices to Saturn, I believe, the god of right. agriculture. And so they focused their time of fasting during those times, so you're not focusing on the pagan holiday, but preparing yourself for the feast day. So that was around the 6th century, and by the late 6th century, you had the church established 4 Sundays, and so we went from there.
Yeah, it is. You're right. A lot of times, when we look at it, especially this time of the year, the nights are longer, the days mm-hmm. are shorter. And, I love that line in the first reading from Isaiah about, let us walk in the light of the Lord. So, as we're approaching the longest night of mm-hmm, the year, right. we're getting ready for the day to become more present and more prevalent. So the light that's coming into our world, and certainly for us as Catholics and as Christians, we are looking to Christ to be that light for us. And so we are preparing ourselves to walk in that light. And certainly the readings, can kind of, they call us to an attentiveness, a preparedness to be ready for the coming of Christ. And if we look at the gospel reading, we can certainly see where we need to prepare ourselves for the end of time. And, we hear all kinds of people, especially on TV, who are, looking at the signs of the times, and saying, that the end of the world is coming, and there have been many predictions about the end of the world and when it's going to come, but we don't know when it's going to come. We can certainly look at the signs, but I think maybe it's more important for us as believers and followers to really look at our daily life. Instead of looking at the day of the Lord as something off in the future or some spectacular event that's going to take place on a particular day, can we look at our lives and say, where is God entering my life right here, right now? And how am I preparing myself for the God who is manifesting himself in my life right here and right now? And I think it's good for us, especially in this time of Advent, to really look at our lives and see how are we being attentive or not so attentive to God who manifests himself in our life. How many moments have we missed in our daily lives where we could have had an encounter with God, but yet we were so focused on something else in our life that we really didn't even see God who was present to us in those moments?
I think we often refer to Advent as waiting in joyful hope, and we hear that line at Mass every week. And that waiting part is the time that we can do exactly what you're saying, is reflecting on your daily life and where do you see God. And I think about Noah in the first reading there, Noah in the gospel reading, they're talking about him. Now, he was really an Advent man. He was listening to God and preparing for his coming and doing exactly what God was saying. And, this past weekend, we had a movie night, and we watched Evan Almighty with the kids. And I don't know if you've seen it, but
basically, it's a modern-day Noah story, and it's really funny, but it reminds us, it reminded me about how sometimes it's really hard to follow God and to do what he's asking you to do when everybody is looking at you strange, and why are you building an ark in the middle of Washington, D.C.? And
yeah, that's like true. True. You're right. It does require, you know, kind of a discipline for ourselves to really do that. And maybe this is the time, you know, being in Advent, to really look at and think about, you know, how is my prayer life? You know, what can I do maybe a bit differently in my prayer life, or add a little something into my prayer life that will help me be a bit more attentive to God who permeates all of creation, you know, to remind myself to be more attuned to, you know, where it is that God is manifesting himself, you know. And I think it's good for us to every once in a while to kind of reevaluate our spiritual mm-hmm. lives. You know, we might do that in the rest of our lives, you know, in our career or in our health and our eating habits. We kind of reevaluate and think, okay, I need to adjust. But do we ever make any kind of adjustment to our spiritual lives, you know, to say, okay, I've been doing this, but maybe I found where I've drifted away from God. You know, I've been doing this kind of prayer and it's really not kept me close to God. So what else can I do, or what new, something new can I do that would really kind of reconnect me with God?
Yes. You know, earlier in the discussion you were talking about light, and it just, I was just thinking about in the second reading, it talks about, let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And it reminds me, sometimes we feel ill-equipped to go out into the world, and we have this faith, but how can I share this faith, or how can I be a witness to this faith when everything around me is just crashing at me? And it's important to remember we do have this armor of light, that God, when we call upon God, he is there, he is with us, present in us. And it's a good thing to remember as we walk through these days.
It is, you know, and how often do we get stuck in darkness, you know, in our life, mm-hmm. and yet forget about the God who is that light in our life and is the one who wants to bring us closer to him, you know. And so it is important for us to remember that God is a God of light, and how, you know, how things grow in the light.
Mm-hmm. And I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention in the first reading the famous prophecy about they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, talking about the end and how there will be no more war and things like that. And we hear that line a lot, and so now we know that it comes from the book of Isaiah. And we were just talking before we started the podcast, Father Tormey, who is a retired priest that lives in the Canandaigua area, he has a prayer bench that he uses for Tuesday prayer, and it's made, we were trying to remember exactly how this works, but it's made from crates from the Seneca Army Depot that held weapons of war, and it's inscribed that same verse, swords into plowshares, because what was once used to carry instruments of war is now being used for prayer. And I think that's just an awesome image.
It really is, yeah. It really brings scripture alive like that, to look at something that is taking a sword and beating it into a plowshare. You know, something that was used for destruction is now used for peace and unity.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that in mind, we hope that you have a peaceful week and invite you to join us next week on your Sunday Reader. Have a good week, and God bless.